Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, it's not every day that I get to lecture to people who are so enthusiastic before I say anything. I'm mindful of the opportunity of holding you here for a long period of time, and that's why they've asked the search committee to stand so that I don't go on too long. Thank you so much for this warm greeting. Thank you, Doug, Bennett, and Midge, for welcoming us to Wesleyan and to the search committee led by Kofi, and to Jim for making us feel already part of this great community. This is a miraculous thing for me, frankly. I don't want to scare you by seeming to be overly emotional. But it is a very, very beautiful feeling for me to walk across this campus and to feel welcome as the next president. I have great friends here. I do trace my intellectual and scholarly and to some extent my political roots to this university and this campus. It changed my life in a very profound way for the better. And it gave me an understanding about liberal arts education and what it can do in the world that has remained front and center for all the professional and civic work I've done since I left here in 1978. Someone asked me today, did I always think I'd come back here as president? No. But I am moved and honored to be asked to assume this post, and I am eager to think with you, to work with you, to celebrate with you the capacity of this institution to make a difference in the world. Wesleyan has always meant for me the opportunity to combine serious intellectual and aesthetic work with doing good in the world, with making a difference in the world. And as I've thought about what I should say today, I thought that there might be three things to mention to you that I hope I can return to again and again in my tenure as president of this institution. Three things. I'll call them freedom, equality, and let's call it community or solidarity. I'm a historian. I'm a French historian. You'll recognize where I'm getting these things. Freedom. What does freedom have to do? What does freedom have to do with a liberal arts education? What I discovered at Wesleyan, it really changed my life, was that one can be free when one is working. In fact, what I learned from my teachers was that there was a great body of thought given to how do you achieve freedom when you're doing this most human thing, working, creating, building. Most of the time, people I knew growing up, and most of the work I had done before I got to Wesleyan, was work that was, I guess we'd call it, alienated. It was work that you did because you had to, but you tried to get away from. What I discovered at Wesleyan, and I saw it with my friends and my teachers, was this lust, this passion for work. When you felt free, when you engaged in pursuits that you knew were meaningful and that you wanted to get better at as you were here as a student, and that your teachers were trying to get better at it, and your friends were trying to get better at it, and in that pursuit of excellence, that pursuit of excellence through hard work and serious intellectual endeavor was, together with freedom, It was a promise that you could, as a student, learn how to work in such a way that after graduation, you had a shot at working in our society in a way that was meaningful to you and was rewarding to you and that served the common good. That is a very difficult thing to achieve, but you had a shot at it because at Wesleyan you had the taste for it, you had the experience of working in a way that was joyful, that was, well, was satisfying, and that was enormously fun at times. And that kind of freedom through work is something that that liberal arts education teaches, and that for me Wesleyan embodies. Equality is a harder concept to connect with an elite institution like ours. How do we remain an institution dedicated to doing the very best work possible in some very difficult fields that require enormous preparation? How do we combine that search for, demand for excellence with a commitment to equality? It's a great challenge for Wesleyan, as it is for other institutions. And what I think Wesleyan has stood for and will stand for in the future is a commitment to making what we give students available to anybody who can come here and do the work, meet our criteria for admissions, and be part of this community, a community that values diversity, that values talent, that values passion, and values it in such a way as to promote the ideal of and practice of equality. Equality at Wesleyan for the last several generations of students has been combined with diversity. And this is what Wesleyan has to teach its students and has to teach the world. That a commitment to equality, to a commitment to treating people with respect and dignity, and also the ability to acknowledge their greatness when it is manifest in their work, that that commitment goes with diversity too. That this is a community that values not just freedom, not just equality, and the chance to recognize talent equally, but it's a community that values diversity, and through diversity, values this last of my triad, values solidarity. Of course, the other hard thing about a community like ours, where you have freedom, you have diversity and equality, the hard thing about that is, how do you build community or solidarity? Not that everybody has to be part of the same team, never happened at Wesleyan. Not that everybody has to cheer for the same candidate, should never happen here. But how do you find a way, despite our differences, despite our passionate disagreements, how do you find a way to promote community and solidarity? I have seen over the last several months, as I've gotten to know the university again, that under the Bennett administration, there's been enormous progress in this regard. The possibilities for solidarity and community are very strong at Wesleyan. It is something that we can teach the rest of higher education, that we can be an example of for the world. We can be a place that teaches freedom, that values equality and diversity, and that manifests at every turn a real desire for solidarity and community. Those are things we study. Those are things we practice. Those are things I believe in. And I am so happy to be back home at Wesleyan University, where I can be part of a community that shares those values, is engaged in that practice, and is ambitiously committed to being the very best university in the United States. Thank you so much for welcoming us today.